1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
The Bone, Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. JP will be back on Monday. So, the news, almost every day, it seems like it gets weirder and weirder. And this month, Brett said the phrase, and I was like, you know, that's a good point, Brett. He goes, this might be the headline of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Breastfeeding mom rescues goose from attacking bald eagle. I mean, think about what that says.
You know, that's like a Mad Lib. Like, someone just threw in some adjectives and verbs.
And this is our news.
And said, okay, let's see what this says at the end. And it's always so funny and silly.
It's real. So, I've got three headlines. If you had to pick one of them that was the winner for the month, that's one. Topless mom breastfeeding in her undies runs outside the house. This is a story in Canada. She's breastfeeding her baby and sees that their pet goose is being attacked by a bald eagle. So she runs outside with the baby latched on, only wearing like sporty little underwear and topless, breastfeeding the baby, runs out and is yelling at the eagle, and the eagle takes off and she rescues the goose. And it's all on the front door cam. So you can see the whole thing, how it went. I mean, this eagle is massive and dragging the goose. It's about to drag it away and fly away with it. And she runs out naked. Chases away the eagle.
She's got cheeky panties, though, so good for her.
She does have cheeky little panties, doesn't she? So she is now, and of course, she's someone, I guess, who has some sort of following on TikTok and now has 7 million views of her miraculous saving while breastfeeding the baby, of saving the goose. So that's only one story. So you got the breastfeeding mom, topless, who saves the goose from the bald eagle. Then there's this other story. Poopetrator destroys 8 wigs in beauty store aisle. Now, there's a reason she's called the Poopetrator, because how she destroyed the 8 wigs was, right in the middle of the aisle. She had to go, and she didn't go to the ladies' room. She just hiked her skirt up and pooped in the aisle.
Damn, yo!
And destroyed 8 wigs. Like, they weren't right next to each other. She went all around the place. And then the third story, TikTok star gets vibrator stuck up her butt. I mean, what kind of month are we in here?
And had to have surgery to remove it. I saw that one.
Yes. Oh. It took a while. She waited. It's a classic story. Every story where someone has an injury, they wait till the next day or they wait 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But she waited till the next day to go to the hospital because she couldn't get the little, it was a little thing, 3-inch thing. Couldn't get it out. And so she tried to go to sleep and it kept vibrating the whole time.
It is kind of weird and hard to believe that a TikTok star who generally doesn't do things for attention got a vibrator stuck there and had to have it surgically removed, and we're hearing about it. Those are the kind of stories you don't really hear about.
You know, Brett, it's so odd.
So I think that's the more fascinating thing. And for TMZ to pick up on it is so strange, because that's not what they're about either. They don't like these kinds of things.
So if you were to pick the headline of the month,
okay,
which one would you pick? Either the breastfeeding woman, goose eagle, the pooper trader destroyed 8 wigs, or the TikTok star with the vibrator up her butt?
So many different categories here. I really feel like pooper traders, you know, I'm about the pun every time. Mm-hmm. However, I think just by the sheer volume of ridiculous words strewn together, it's got to be the first one. It's got to be breastfeeding, eagle, mom, naked.
Goose.
Like, it's all too much.
Pet goose.
That too.
She's got a pet goose.
All of it.
Right. Right.
And in the video, she's running out with the baby while breastfeeding, topless.
Yeah. It's a lot. And that, for that sole reason, is why that wins or loses.
I agree. You agree, Roger?
I actually do. I saw that headline last night. I'm like, this is the greatest headline I've ever read. And it's only May 20th. There's still 11 days to go in the month.
I bet if we did a whole book of Mad Libs, we would not come up with a funnier headline than that one right there. There's just no way it wins.
I did originally write next to Pooper Trader destroys 8 wigs in beauty store. Yeah. I had winner written next to that question mark because I was like, kind of leaning toward that one.
Trader.
And it's just so weird. Like, it doesn't happen to people to just go in the middle of an aisle in a store. Most people are classy enough to go to the bathroom.
I know he's not here to represent himself, but I feel like if there were a sock there, JP might have just done his thing, because what he does.
All right, the sock thing.
Yeah.
There was a story, I don't know if you guys remember, from a few years ago, and it's unfortunate the man died, but it was a similar type headline. I just looked it up now because I didn't want to get it exactly. A man dies in I-75 crash while allegedly watching porn behind the wheel, pantsless.
Oh, no.
That's how he goes out. That's
Oh. That's how he goes out.
It's either the most embarrassing way to go out or the best way to go out.
But there's no, the reason why it's embarrassing is because there's no, like,
well,
if he survives.
In your car.
Yeah, if he survives, he can say, listen, you know, but he has an explanation. Right now, we just all have to think whatever we think without any kind of, you know, he doesn't get to defend himself.
Mm.
Well, you know, I was just in the middle of a, and I just was.
How many people actually literally watch porn while they drive? It's so distracting. It's got to feel dangerous.
We know of at least one because we were in the background, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
Was he picking up a woman? It was in a porn video or something, and he...
It was an actual porn video, and our show was on in the background. Yep. Our voices, I remember Monica's voice specifically in the background.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I think what it was, if I remember correctly, he has the radio on, listening to us.
Yeah.
And he's stroking it while talking to an unsuspecting woman.
Oh, right, because he's
outside.
Right, because he's below the door level. She can't tell.
I forgot. Now, that's creepy and weird and gross.
But I don't think he was driving. He was sitting
parked.
Still, but he was in his truck.
But he had it. He had...
But Brian just sent us a message about the lady who was breastfeeding who saved the goose from the eagle. The only thing that would have made that story more Canadian, because that's where it was, is if the woman had fought off the eagle with an actual hockey stick.
Yep, nailed it.
Oh, wait, here it is. She did do that. They just didn't have enough room in the title.
This just in. Breaking news, yes, the lady who...
That's added to the headline. Fights off the eagle with hockey stick.
Yes, it was an old school wooden Sherwood hockey stick, Bobby Hull autographed, that she fought off the eagle with. The goose has been saved. Baby's still breastfeeding.
Wow.
Could she have been eating some poutine before she did that?
While eating poutine and breastfeeding, she ran out covered in poutine.
That's right, further down the story. There it is.
She was wearing nothing but her underwear and this just in hockey skates. Oh, that's amazing. How did she? Incredible. What a woman. And she is good looking, too. On top of it all, she's like a good looking woman who has, you know, she's on with the pouty face taking selfies for her Instagram or whatever. So she is one person wrote in the comments, not all heroes wear clothes. That was pretty good. So there are some weird things. So right now, all right, so I guess she's so far the winning headline of the month.
Yeah.
If we remember by May 31st, we'll see if any other headline beats it. But
I feel
there's
like
some weird stuff going on.
Can we put her in headline for the year running? I mean, I get that we're halfway through, but I feel like it's going to be.
Good.
Yeah.
You think she's unbeatable for the year?
Unless
so
there legit is a hockey puck and some poutine and like the next one, I really don't see it. I don't know.
That's pretty layered.
The best part is the story is so legit because it's not just being told and reported. It's got the whole video of her running out of the house barefoot on slate and pavers to chase after the bald eagle, which the wingspan is way wider than her wingspan, carrying the baby. I mean, she's like a superhero. And you can see the whole thing on the camera. It's as HD as could be. It's not even questionable.
You guys keep saying that because there is an eagle involved in this story, which is just only a small part of the fun. But
it's
then
giant.
I keep thinking of our sister station, the Eagle, like Fisher talking about her on the 107.3.
As the eagle swooped in, Toto was playing in the headphones the eagle was wearing.
Yes.
Hold the Line was actually playing on the eagle as it swooped in to get the goose as the naked lady came out breastfeeding, covered in poutine, wearing hockey skates to swing a hockey stick at the eagle with the Toto coming out of his headphones. That's the actual story.
Wow.
And it happened in Canada. Hard to believe.
On 107.3, the eagle.
What's the name of the DJ on the eagle?
Fisher.
Ah, the eagle's name was Fisher. That actually was his name. Can you believe it? Came wearing headphones, looking a little sleepy, like he had just done a morning shift. God almighty. Yeah, there's the eagle swooping in. You know, I've never heard of a radio station called The Goose. Have you guys?
No.
I don't think there's ever a format
Froggy,
called The Goose.
There are a lot of froggies.
Yeah, froggy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, froggy's the
wolves,
big one.
Aren't there wolves? The wolves?
Yep. And you can see this video. It's up on the Roger and JP Facebook
page.
The
video is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it's everything you're picturing in your head. You got to see it. It's awesome. And she thinks nothing about chasing after the bald eagle, which could snatch her baby right off her boob if it wanted to.
I feel like that's the part that's lost in this. I absolutely love her for defending her pet. Mm. Like, I mean, I don't have a baby, but if I did and it was... And I was breastfeeding, then what am I going to just watch the eagle attack my pet? Nah, you got to get out there. Good for her.
Not bad. Brian just added to his comment, said she's probably also listening to Rush.
Boom.
There's nothing more Canadian than.
Nope.
And we'll go through it again.
Oh, but it was funny.
So there are, the biggest headlines. And all right, maybe she's going to win the year. I mean, she just might. That's a great story. Yeah, look it up. You got to see the video, and you got to read the whole story and learn everything, and maybe follow her on Instagram, because she's also a looker. If you're going to follow somebody on Instagram, she's good looking.
That's the least she can do for this poor chick who's been through it. You know, she's having a rough day.
She actually looks like she has actually a pretty easy life, to be very judgy about it. She is a couple pictures where she's like breastfeeding. She's sitting in what looks like the most comfortable sofa-like chair ever, with a big honking mug of tea on this beautiful wooden floor with windows looking out at nature. Like, she lives in a beautiful house, and you know, outside, when she runs out naked to chase the eagle, the outside is like, there, all these stones have been put down. Like, this is an awesome house and property. Like, she's living a pretty good life, and maybe she makes a lot of money off Instagram. It's very possible.
More power to
her. What's her name? Kate Oaks, C-A-I-T Oaks on Instagram.
Oh, that can't be her name.
Good for you.
Well, her name is Caitlin Oaks, I think. Oakley or something like that. So she's Kate Oaks.
There needs to be... her new last name is Eagle or Goose. Like, she gets, her choice.
Maple. Yeah, Kate Maple, something like that. Kate Poutine. That's what it is. All right, it's time for the top 10 list. Brought to you by DeWitt Law Firm. JustCallMo.com. Today's list, it's because of something we were talking about much earlier today. The guy who ate 32,000 Big Macs in his life from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. This guy, Don, over 50 years, ate 32,000 plus Big Macs, one a day. And so he's in the Guinness World Record book. Today's list, the top 10 fast food. Now, it's not just burgers, obviously. The fast food franchises with the most locations.
Oh,
the fast food franchises with the most locations. So you get one guess, not two, and see if you can knock out the whole list. One on here is very difficult unless you're from a certain part of the country and you've moved to Florida. Let's see if you can get the list. Monica, do you have a guess?
I got to go obvi, McDonald's.
Yep, number two on the list is McDonald's with 37,000 plus locations.
Who's got more? Come on.
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Burger King.
Number five, I thought they would be one and two right there with McDonald's, but no. They have half the locations of McDonald's. I never knew that. They have like almost 17,000, so basically a little less than half. Burger King's number five. Top 10 fast food locations. They're not all burger joints at all. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025, and it's listed by...